Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Supreme Court directs State Bank of India to disclose all details of electoral bonds. Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee President S. Supam Meran Jameer says Congress is fully dedicated for the rights of the people. Lothar Middle Range Students Union revokes bond called to protest against non-completion of Sanis to Lakuti Road upgradation. An Eastern Nagaland People's Organization to impose total shutdown at Twensum tomorrow in view of a joint coordination meeting. Now the news in detail. Supreme Court has today directed the State Bank of India, SBI, to disclose all details of electoral bonds, including the unique alphanumeric number and the serial number, if any, of the bonds redeemed. The Supreme Court also directed the SBI chairman to file an affidavit by 5 p.m. Thursday, indicating that SBI had disclosed all details of electoral bonds in its possession. Election Commission has been further directed by the Supreme Court to upload the details on its website upon receipt of information from the SBI. Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee NPCC President S. Supam Meran Jameer said Congress is fully dedicated for the rights of the people. Addressing a press conference today at Congress Bhavan Kohima, Jameer exuded high hope that the voters in the state are wiser and will come forward to vote in favour of secularism. He maintained that an oppositionless government in the state is not able to deliver justice to the people. On the demand of Eastern Nagaland People's Organization for Frontier Nagaland Territory, Jameer said their demand is genuine and said they are fighting for their rights. He also opined that ENP are resolving not to participate in the upcoming election will affect the election process since they constitute 20 assembly constituencies. Meanwhile, the party will organize a general convention to distribute the party ticket to Jameer tentatively on March 26. The Lothal Middle Range Students Union, LMRSU, has rescinded the bond which was called the protest against the non-completion of the Sanis to Lakudia Road upgradation. The bond was called off after an assurance was given by the contractor, MS Northeast Enterprise, and the concerned department to complete the project within the stipulated time. LMRSU had earlier organized a public gathering at Sanis Zero Point Junction, during which the contractor, MS Northeast Enterprise, Akado Zimo, addressed the gathering and expressed regret for the project's delay and subsequently offered written assurance to the public to complete the project. Zimo assured that work would recommence on March 25 and gave a steadfast commitment to finish the project by April 30 in accordance with government's specification. The Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, said that there will be a total shutdown at Twensum headquarters tomorrow in view of the joint coordination meeting with all legislators from Eastern Nagaland and Member of Parliament Rajasapa. In a release, the Eastern Nagaland Public Emergency Control Room Twensum headquarters said all business establishments, vehicular and public movements, including education institutions within Twensum town, will remain totally shut down. However, medical emergencies, fire and emergency services are exempted from the purview of the shutdown, including all invitees attending the public meeting. The invitees are also asked to come in their private vehicles without any personal bodyguards. The Eastern Naga Students' Federation had earlier called for a meeting with the Member of Parliament, Rajasapa, and the 20 elected legislators from Eastern Nagaland on the 14th of March, but was rescheduled to 19th March since the legislators had travelled to Delhi to meet with central leaders. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Union Health Ministry's Additional Secretary Lam Chong Hoi Sweetie Changsan has stressed on multi-sectoral planning in fighting against dengue. Addressing the dengue conclave today in New Delhi, Changsan said that cases of dengue have been increasing at an alarming pace. She added that 3 lakh cases of dengue were registered in the country in the last year and 339 fatalities were reported. She urged all stakeholders of public safety and city planning to come together to better share resources and plan efficiently to tackle the menace of dengue. The additional secretary also highlighted that rapid urbanization and climate change have exacerbated the challenges in the fight against the mosquito-borne disease. The Office of the Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer, Kohima, held a meeting today with representatives of political parties in Kohima District with regard to Model Code of Conduct, MCC, election expenditure monitoring and IT-related apps. Additional Deputy Commissioner Kohima, Rosito Muri, while chairing the meeting, informed representatives of the political parties that there will be no shortcuts in regard to election matters and urged them to follow and observe all necessary norms and model code of conduct as envisaged by the Election Commission of India for the conduct of free and fair election. STO Kohima Nodal Officer MCC James Renby and Assistant Election Officer Kohima Olivia Tour explained the details about MCC, election expenditure monitoring, media certification and defacement of flags, posters and other political advertisements. District Informatics Officer J.G. Lorin gave detailed information about the usage of Suvita apps for online nomination and permission and also requested a concern to apply any required documents at least 2 days ahead and in a PDF format only. While Senior Program Officer, IT Department, Samuel highlighted the detailed information about the usage of C-Vigil apps for online certification and complaints. Deputy Commissioner Mukukchung Tsuvise Poji urged all political party leaders to uphold a positive image and set an example for their members. Addressing a meeting of the district-level standing committee, Poji stressed on the importance of conducting a free, fair and peaceful election and encouraged adherence to election decorum in accordance with the Election Commission's guidelines. Assistant Commissioner Ajit Kumar, while delivering a concise overview of the Model Code of Conduct during the election, urged against the religious and communal tensions and emphasized the avoidance of bribery and intimidation. Superintendent of Police Mukukchung Vesupra Gezo reiterated the importance of cooperation with the law enforcement and emphasized the necessity of a peaceful election. Gezo also cautioned against misuse of social media and its potential adverse effects. Meanwhile, the DC issued a prohibited order under Section 144 CRPC banning carrying of licensed arms till the declaration of results. Further, all arms license holders under Mukuchung District are directed to deposit their arms license along with a weapon at the nearest police station on or before 30th of March. Following the announcement of the date of election for the Lok Sabha 2024, all the printing press in the state have been directed to follow the guidelines regarding printing of election posters and pamphlets. All the printing press are to clearly indicate the materials such as election posters, pamphlets, and names and addresses of the printers and publishers of any such materials printed by the press. The press have to furnish 4 copies of the printed materials along with a declaration of the publishers attached within 3 days of the printing to the Office of the Deputy Commissioner and District Election Officer. The printing press have been further directed to furnish the information regarding number of copies of the documents printed and the price charged for such printing job, not collectively, but separately in respect of each election pamphlets, posters printed within 3 days of the printing of such documents. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Supreme Court directs State Bank of India to disclose all details of electoral bonds. Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee President S. Supumaran Jameer says Congress is fully dedicated for the rights of the people. Lothar Middle Range Students Union revokes banned called protest against non-completion of Sanis to Lakudiv Road upgradation. An Eastern Nagaland People's Organization to impose total shutdown of Tensang tomorrow in view of a joint coordination meeting. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.